Leave the past behind so you can focus on your future. Die to the past so you can live fully now. You must let go of your past pain, your struggle, your story. Not because it wasn't important, but because your future, your life, is more important. You see, you can't change your past. Grudges will never get you where you want to be. Holding on to something you can't change is insanity. Let go of it so you can live. You see, I could have focused on all that was wrong with my life. I could have played the victim card. I had every right to curse the world for putting me in this position, for placing me in this neighborhood. Why should I rough it out and others live in luxury? Why should I suffer and others live free? Why should I be homeless while others take for granted the roof over their heads? But I believe I needed to see all of that, to go through all of that, to become the human I am today. I chose not to be defined by my circumstances, but defined by my attitude towards being my circumstances. Defined by my ability to rise above. Rise above to the races of limitation and lack. Rise above lack of ambition around me. Rise above negativity. Rise above everything. You see, I believe God only gives us what we have the strength to overcome. I believe God only gives us what we need to become strong. The pain I've been through, the struggle I've been through, it was all needed for me to be here today. You can't feel for others at rock bottom if you haven't been there yourself. You can't have courage if you haven't had to fight through your fears. You can't have strength if you haven't had to get up time and time again from when life beats you down. You can't have compassion without suffering. You can't help others if you haven't felt helpless. I chose to leave my past behind. I decided my future was more important than holding on, than saying, why me? Why me? No, no, I say try me. Life tested me and I won. Life will be back. Life will test me again. But I now know I have the strength to overcome. You cannot write the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the first one. The first one is no good compared to the rest. You are the author of your story. Don't let others hold the pen. Don't let your past publish your book. This is your story. Be brave when writing your story. Dream big. Know you are strong. So much stronger than you give yourself credit for. Leave the past behind. Plan now. Leave the darkness of your past behind so you can focus on letting in the light of your future. Your bright future.
Everything you do from the time you get up in the morning is habit. So start to think about yourself. What would be the best habits to have?
A starting ritual is a repeated behavior that you adopt in order to trigger a new habit.
When you wake up in the morning, say thank you for grace. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours.
The secret of success is determined by your daily agenda. What you want to be tomorrow, you've got to do today.
Have goals. Life goals. Yearly goals. Monthly goals. Daily goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline, and consistency. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline, which you have already done, and consistency every day, not just on Tuesday and miss a few days. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan. Working really hard is what successful people do.
Your footprints to success are really footprints of success. Because every step that is made and taken, based upon the goals that you have for your life, every step is the progressive realization of success in your life.
Good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. So the rule is, form good habits and make them your masters.
Habits come down to one golden rule, and that's this. You can never change the things that trigger you. You can't control your urges or how you might feel, but you can always choose how you behave. If you want to break a habit, once you have a habit, it's always going to be encoded in your brain. The only way that you can break it is to replace it with new behavior.
This means when you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish that day. Keep a journal and write down your goals on a regular basis. You see, you do become what you think about most of the time. You do achieve what you think about most of the time. So all successful people and all wealthy people think about their goals most of the time.
The things that get scheduled are the things that get done, and vague goals lead to vague results.
Have you ever noticed how hard it is to just get started? How hard it is to get to the gym? How hard it is to get out of bed? You need activation energy to start the chain, to start to sit down, to start to get out of bed, to start to walk out the door. That's the key to creating any kind of change. This activation energy inside of you that causes the initial boom. And then what do we hear over time? Once you start, there's a chain reaction, and that allows you to keep going.
Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. You see, anybody can do it if they feel like it. It's when you don't feel like it and you do it anyway that you eventually develop the self-discipline that makes everything else possible.
Discipline is not punishment. It's not. Discipline is training. If you change your mind, your mindset, and really focus it on what discipline really is, you start to welcome discipline. You welcome self-discipline into your life.
You're not only going to blow up the system in your head and the tricks that your brain uses to stop you right now, you're going to shake up your entire life.
Discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can.
Remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress.
And we do live in a world where there's such a fascination with entertainment. You know, and everyone loves pretty pictures. And it's really easy to spend the best hour of your best days looking at what your friends are eating. And I'm suggesting to you, you think like a student. Because you're watching this mastery session because something deep within you wants you to be the master of your game. And here's the thing about every master thinks like a beginner. They're always learning.
Anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
Make today count.
Success or failure as a human being is not a matter of luck or circumstance or fate. or the brakes, or who you know, or any of the other tiresome old myths and cliches by which the ignorant tend to excuse themselves. It's a matter of following a common sense paradigm of rules, guidelines anyone can follow.
You have something unique and amazing to offer to the world that nobody else can do. It is your job. The purpose of your life is to figure out who you are. And the way that you do that is you tune out. You tune out the world and you tune in here. Yeah, you got to go read. You got to go read. You got to watch a ton of videos. You got to tune into this show every week. You've got to explore. You've got to experience. You got to fail. But then you've always got to calibrate it against what are your instincts saying? What energizes you? What depletes you? It's really that simple. Follow the things that energize you. Follow the things that you're naturally curious about. You are not only unique. I think you're a bloody miracle, the fact that you were born who you were born.
The way you begin each day sets up the way you live each day. I mean, the Spartan warriors said it so well. Sweat more in training, bleed less in war. And if you want to be literally undefeatable in business, literally unstoppable in life, you really want to dial in your morning routine. And so you want to do things like starting the day sweating, because that releases BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, that repairs brain cells from stress. You want to sweat because that's going to increase your metabolic rate, which is going to give you energy. And we live in a world where energy is even more valuable than intelligence. You want to, in your morning routine, take the time to write in a journal so you actually can detect your values, reconnect with your goals each day, because awareness is the beginning of transformation.
Aristotle said, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence ought to be a habit, not an act. Don't ever forget that.
It's not what you do once every year that is going to allow you to live a legendary life. It's what you do every single day.
Whatever your goal or dream is, my friend, you need other people to know about that dream. They should know what you're trying to accomplish, why you're trying to accomplish, how you're trying to accomplish it, when you're trying to accomplish it, and exactly what you are willing to do to accomplish it.
One of the things that we have to do as we're pursuing our dreams and our goals is that we have to know that failure is not an option. You know, and you got to hear this one. This one is important because you've got to tell yourself, despite, again, the circumstances, the situations, you have to tell yourself that, listen to me, I'm not going anywhere until I get the goal. Like, until I make my dreams become a reality, I'm not quitting. I don't care how much money I have to invest. I don't care how much time I have to invest. I'm going to continue to do this until I become successful.
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
We become our standards in many ways. If you are surrounded by B players or average performers, and that is your standard, then your mindset will operate at the standard that is offered to you by the people around you. I mean, we do become our social orbit.
Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should spend more time with my kids. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change.
To have the results of a game changer, you need to start thinking and behaving like a game changer. And that means thinking like a game changer, populating your mindset with the best books, with the best ideas, with the best conversations, behaving in ways that most people don't behave. Again, you want to have the results very few people have, you've got to start doing things that very few people do. Turn off the television, delete the naysayers, stop gossiping and start producing, eat better food, run longer runs. Shift from a focus on what's not working to a focus on what's working. I mean, you really want to install a whole new series of mindsets and a whole new series of rituals that very few people are doing.
Every day, we put in place actions and ideas that will determine the shape and substance of our tomorrows.
You will receive from the world who you become. But the doorway to success, I suggest to you, swings inward, not outward. And the best way to have a game-changing life, and the best way to have a world-class lifestyle, and the best way to change the world is to change yourself. I mean, we get from life who we become.
Nothing can change until we do. When we change, our worlds will change.
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. When you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes.
Just did a podcast on habits, right? How to be able to adopt new habits and also delete and get rid of, you know, break bad habits, right? And so a lot of people always want to usually make a change on behavior. They want to get themselves to work out. They want to get themselves to meditate. They want to get themselves to read more each day. They want to get themselves to X, right? Or they want to stop some behavior. They want to stop smoking. They want to stop eating this food. They want to stop. I always tell people, stop checking your phone the first hour of the day.
I love that.
And I that's like sacred time for me, you know, because I think that if you want to be an elite mental performer or, you know, real life superhero, you don't want to start off by checking the phone. We talked about this in the past, because you're training yourself to be reactive, right? You're getting your dopamine, you're frying your nervous system with all these likes, shares, comments, and everything else like that.
You said, if I'm not mistaken, you sell your sovereignty.
We do.
If you start by checking your phone. I love that so much.
Because you're reacting and firefighting to everyone's, like, well, everything that everyone wants. So you're not really setting, you're not living, you know, you've heard this many times, right? If you want to, you win the first hour of the day to win the rest, you know, you win the day, right? And so anything you want to stop, so like say you want to stop checking your phone, right, in the morning, then there's certain, like, that's a behavior, right? But there's so many other elements to be able to change, because most behaviors don't stick, right? And so, like, what I'm thinking about when I want to transform or transcend or make a real positive change, I'm looking at all the other areas of ourself. So I'm looking at, for example, our environment. Are people setting up their environment to win? So change doesn't just happen at this level of behavior, but what you have to change the environment. So, for example, if you want to stop eating a certain food, it helps to be able to not have that food in your home, right? So you change the environment. If you want to read more, it helps to help set up your environment where you have the books readily available, where you're going to read it, because they perform, you know, how I approach habit change is this area of motivation and this trigger, right? You want a trigger to help remind you to do the behavior, right? So are you setting up the environment in a way that triggers the behavior that you want? That's why, you know, people like Mark Zuckerberg or Tony Hsieh, they wear the same t-shirts and sweatshirts all the time, because they don't want to spend, you know, use up one of their decisions thinking, oh, what am I going to wear today? Someone's watching this and they have something they want to change, and it's not sticking, then maybe it's the environment. Maybe you could check about your habits, but maybe it's your beliefs and your values. Some people will not get themselves to read every day because they don't value reading every single day. Right. Some people won't, let's say the behavior they want to change is, you know, we did a podcast on how to remember names. I could teach them step by step on how to remember the name of most people that they meet, yet they won't do it because they don't value it, or because that's not important to them, or they don't believe that they can. Right. Just like we talked about earlier, saying your brain is like a supercomputer and, you know, your self-talk is a programmer runs. So if you tell yourself not go to remember names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your supercomputer not to. They don't have a belief that enables that. So when I say all behavior is belief driven, if you want to do this behavior, whatever it is, journal, whatever it is, then you need a belief that allows that to happen, because that's the program that allows it.
So how do you get that belief? Because you're going to feel like you're faking it.
Right.
That's where most people stop. Right. They think, OK, I get it. I hear what Jim is saying. That if I am able to shift my belief, then I can get a different behavior, but I don't believe it, so now I'm just sort of faking it. How do you help people overcome that?
Right, and so some people approach it like, they, you know, this quote where they fake it till they make it, right?
Right.
So my thing with belief is, like, when I do trainings in groups or online, my favorite way of changing a belief is getting them to do something they never thought they could do, because it opens up another possibility.
Like, it's, what?
So So for example, in 1954, Roger Bannister, he broke the 4-minute mile, right? And so, which is amazing, right? Throughout human history, nobody could run a mile in less than 4 minutes. Now, if you look into it, how he was able to do it is he would visualize himself crossing the finish line, looking at the clock, and it says 3:59. Because he knew that success is an inside-out process, that first it had to happen in here in order for it to happen out there, right? Dr. Wayne Dyer has a famous phrase where it's not, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. It's like, I'll see it when I believe it,
right?
Because it's the opposite, right? And so I always like modeling the outliers where most people kind of just like kind of dismiss them. I was like, well, what's going on there that allows this person to get this kind of result, right? And so with Roger Bannister, he saw it in here, be able to produce it outside, just like any innovator or inventor or writer or any creator, right? But what was interesting is, after that, what happened? Nobody could do it from the beginning of humanity. All of a sudden, one person does it. What happens after that?
Everybody's
Yeah, doing everyone it. Starts doing it. And so that's the thing. Now, what happened? Was there a big change that year in, you know, training methodology and nutrition? Or no, it was a change of belief,
right?
Because the belief back then was, if you ran a mile in less than 4 minutes, not only would you die, it was your heart would explode in your chest. And like, think about like that would, and I'm a runner, right? That would keep me not just running. That wouldn't keep me from running a 4 minute. That would keep me from running, period.
Right.
Right. And so my thing is like, that was a change of a reference. That was just, that shook up a belief. So my goal with people when it comes to learning is get themselves to do something they never thought they could do. And then it opens up another possibility. It literally opens up their nervous system for something, what else could be possible. Mm. Now, I would also say that it all plays together where it's not easy necessarily just to change a belief overnight. Now that could be a belief because it's like a meta belief about what beliefs are. But people, there's technologies like Inception, right? Like a dream of a dream of a dream. But I do believe that we have more power to influence our thoughts and our beliefs. And so my goal is to streamline my life, put the routines the first hour of the day and the last hour of the day. I really micromanage to the point where it's habitual. I don't even have to think about it. And then because those are the times of the day where I could really have the most impact. Because later on in the middle of the day, you know, team members need this, there's firefighting this, client needs that. But the first hour, the last hour, I really want to control. So all this really helped develop grit and resilience, you know, in my body so I could have the ability to persevere. And also I stand guard to my brain all the time, what goes in. You know, I don't watch like a lot of the negative news and all the market. I really focus, like, you know, I watch and I listen to your show and maybe a handful of little of things I read each day because I need to keep it positive. I want hope and I'm looking for help. I'm looking for inspiration and also instruction.